This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Odds are increasing that we'll at least see some rain from the potential Category 3 hurricane currently forming in the Gulf of Mexico. Our effects would probably be felt on Friday and Saturday, according to the National Weather Service. Now, the National Hurricane Center has not issued an official forecast track for the storm, but it's expected to hit somewhere along the west coast of Florida into Alabama. Flood warnings are still in effect for the Waccamaw River Basin, although waters have begun to recede in most communities. Last week's tropical cyclone dropped 4 to 8 inches of rain across the county, with more than a foot in some isolated areas. Of course, it was significantly more than that in Brunswick County. Residents with storm damage in Columbus are being asked to call Columbus County Emergency Services at 910-640-6610 and select option 4. Resources are available for storm victims here. Fix-A-Friend Spay and Neuter Clinic in Winnebago was utterly destroyed by the floods in last week's storm. Volunteers evacuated more than 100 animals, but the nonprofit's entire supply of dog and cat food, along with their medical equipment, was lost. Fix-A-Friend provides low-cost spay and neutering for thousands of pet owners throughout the region. To donate, go to the Fix-A-Friend Facebook page or check out the story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Wyville firefighters are collecting non-perishable food, cases of water, baby supplies, and toiletries for Brunswick flood victims. You can drop your donations off at the Wyville Fire Station on East Columbus Street. While dry conditions are not on anyone's mind right now, county commissioners tonight will discuss possible action to help farmers in the wake of the drought that hit us earlier this summer. That seems like a long time ago, doesn't it? The board will also discuss a grant to discuss generator switches at county emergency shelters and a request from the sheriff's office to hold another surplus auction. In political news, the Columbus County Republican Party opened its headquarters doors Saturday on South Madison Street in Wyville. The Democrat headquarters is located at 100 Courthouse Square in Wyville. Absentee by mail ballots will be sent out this week. Voter registration ends October 11th if you want to participate in the November 5th election. In-person early voting begins October 17th, and remember, all voters must present an acceptable form of identification when casting or returning a ballot. Free voter IDs are available through the Board of Elections office. Wyville Police Sergeant Chuck Arnold recently suffered a severe brain bleed while he was on duty. He's currently in Novant, New Hanover, and will be hospitalized for an extended period of time. You can use Venmo or Cash App or drop donations off to the Wyville Police Department if you'd like to help. Wednesday is National See You at the Pole Day, when students across the country will gather at school flagpoles to pray before the start of the day's classes. Nakana Pentecostal Holiness Church will host revival services from tonight through Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pastor Jerome Bullard of Leland is the speaker. Nakana PHC is located at 9745 Seven Creeks Highway. Milk Before Meat and Transformation Church are going to host a big day at the Veterans Memorial Park Saturday. Starting at 11 o'clock, it's the 11 o'clock Faith in Motion Car and Tractor Show. The entry fee is $25 if you want to participate. Trophies will be awarded at 3 p.m. Of course, it is free to enter and enjoy. There'll be food, entertainment, and family activities all day long. The second annual Night of Praise starts at 5:30. The Ox and Dimes will be the special musical guest, along with praise teams from four area churches. There'll be a baked goods auction as well. The park is located at 6354 James B. White Highway South. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.